listen, I don't give a f- who the hell is Larry?
Hi, Larry. How are you? Good. So my name's Karen, and I'm calling you because your brother, who lives on my street, also named Larry, is so loud with his cookouts. And it's one thing to have a cookout during the day, but it's another to have them all the way until like 11 p.m. on a Sunday night. I need my sleep, and I really just need you to tell him to keep it down, please.
So let me get this right. So your name is Karen. You live in my brother's neighborhood in Rock Hill.
Yes.
And he's disturbing your sleep.
Yes.
So what you want me to call him and tell him to stop? What you want me to tell him?
I need you to call him and just tell him to keep it down or stop the party at like 6 p.m.
Is that all he's doing?
He's being loud with his basketball games with the kids, and it's loud, and I just really need my sleep. I have big days on Monday, so I just need him to keep it down.
You sound like you're really upset with my brother.
He's really mean, and
wow. So I guess, you know what, Karen? You know, I'm gonna tell you right now, my brother might not take it well. So
okay, well, tell him I'll bring him a potato salad for his cookout if he stops.
A potato salad?
Yes, I make really good Nana's potato salad. So if you just tell him to keep it down, I'll bring him over the potato salad, and then I can get my sleep, and it's a win-win.
All right, well, I'm gonna call him right now. 598 WPEG, Charlotte's plug for new hip-hop and R&B. Okay, this is the first edition of I'ma Tell Larry. And somebody called in and they wanted to tell me about my brother. Said that my brother is their neighbor and that he's doing some things that she don't like. So we called my brother up. Big bro, what's up, big dog?
What's going on?
So what's going on is one of your neighbors called. Her name was Karen.
Uh-huh.
And she said you're having loud, rambunctious cookouts on Sundays while she's trying to sleep. You're playing basketball with your kids all times of the day and all times of the night. And she can't sleep. And she just wanted to know, could you stop it? So me, Burpee, and Jessica, we wanted to give you a call and wanted to let you know, number one, could you stop it? And number two, do you have anything you want to say to your neighbor, Karen?
Can I stop it? Can I stop playing basketball with my kids? Hell no. Can I stop having cookouts while she's trying to sleep? Hell no. She needs to sleep when it's time to sleep. But, nighttime.
But she's saying she got to work. You know what I mean? She got to work.
And? I work too. What's your point?
But she can't work. She can't get herself together because you're doing too much.
Well, maybe she need to go get a hotel room. Then she can sleep all she wants.
Look, Bub, they calling the cops on people for not having the permit for selling lemonade, for barbecue, and now you out there causing more trouble. You got to stop, man.
Look here. Last time I checked, this is my house. I paid for it. I can do what the hell I want to do. If she don't like it, she can move.
So she got to move to a whole nother location just because you don't want to compromise with the neighbor.
Well, apparently she seemed to be the only one that had a problem with it. So far? Yeah, she needs to move.
You're going to make the whole neighbor move because you don't want to stop.
Now,
I don't say anything about all these different dudes and different cars that's popping up at her house at all times at night. Do you see me complaining about that?
Nah, Karen.
I think she running a little prostitution ring over there, but I ain't saying about that. I keep that to myself.
Well, we might have to call Karen back and see what we can do about that. But in the meantime, can you at least keep it down a little bit? She said if you keep it down, she'll bring you some potato salad.
I don't even need potato salad. I don't trust that. I don't trust other people's cooking, man. Ain't no telling she got cats and dogs over there. They probably running around on the counter licking the bowls and shit. I don't
want to
eat
that
food.
All right, big bro. I'm going to tell her we tried. I don't think we successful, but I'm going to tell her we tried, all right?
Well, I tell you what. You tell Karen to bring her happy over here and knock on the door and say what she got to say. Don't have nobody call me with this
bull. Burpee, I don't think he going to cooperate.
No, he ain't going to do nothing. Matter of fact, I'm going to go over there and play basketball. I want to see what they're going to do.
We got a prostitution ring and a cookout ring going on. Somebody going to jail in this situation. You got something you want to tell Larry? I'm not saying we always going to solve the problem, but we definitely going to let him know that you got a problem. Hit us up, man. You can definitely send us an email at morningmadhouse2ds@gmail.com. You can hit us on our Facebook inbox. You can hit us on our Instagram inbox, our Twitter inbox. And look, tell Larry, and I'm going to try to help it out. I don't know, bro.
I don't know about this one. This one, it was pure entertainment to me.
It was funny. My brother crazy. Charlotte's plug, man. It's 5 out of 8.